It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 26th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It may not be a shocker to learn that a company with a strong physical product is looking to expand in the digital space, but Taser International, the company that makes the famous electroshock weapon, announces earnings today. Its stock price has been good, perhaps in part because Taser is transitioning into offering new tools in the digital space to law enforcement. Kate Davidson reports.
The run-up of Taser's stock last year was stunning. Analyst Glenn Mattson of Sidoti & Company.
Yeah, the stock has had a tremendous run in 2013.
Stock prices basically doubled, partly due to a weapons upgrade.
And then just excitement about the on-officer video.
Those are cameras cops wear on their bodies or gear to record interactions with civilians. Taser's Steve Tuttle says more than 800 agencies are now using cameras because bystanders are already filming officers on their phones.
Can you imagine walking down the street and seeing an officer use a baton on someone? Well, that's pretty dramatic. Well, that can be uploaded to YouTube before the officer even gets his handcuffs on that guy.
So, of course, police departments want their own evidence of what happened. Then Taser wants to sell them space on the cloud, a virtual evidence room to store and tag that video. It's called evidence.com. Subscriptions start at $9.95 a month, which makes the stun gun company also an IT firm. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
So there's an urban legend in the tech community. It goes like this. The School of Computer Science at Carnegie Mellon University used to keep track of how many of their undergraduates were guys named Dave versus how many were women. And it was considered an accomplishment when they got the ratio down to one guy named Dave for every girl. We're going to start a new series today on the tech industry's diversity challenges. We're calling the series I Am Not a Dave. And today we're going to look at a group called Lesbians Who Tech. The group will host its first summit this weekend in San Francisco. Leanne Pitsford is not a Dave. She's the founder of Lesbians Who Tech. Leanne, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Why is it important to have a summit like this?
There's a couple reasons. So women in Silicon Valley right now make 49 cents to the man's dollar. It's even worse than the national average. And so most lesbians consider themselves women first. We want to make sure lesbian women are a part of that conversation and, more importantly, a part of the solution. Another is networking events tend to be more for extroverts. The summit is providing value for people in a way that's more comfortable for them.
How much growth have you seen in the organization?
You know, we really had no idea how many gay women there were in tech. My background is more in LGBT advocacy, and one of the things we always struggled with was getting gay women to our events. And so I really just wanted to see how many people we could get out. And so we just started having these casual happy hours, and now we have around 150 to 200 women that sign up each month.
Lesbians Who Tech tries to advocate for companies to sponsor employees to attend the summit.
Yeah, it's been really refreshing working with companies because diversity is important to them. And being that we're women and gay.
Double points.
Double points. Exactly. Double points.
How would you answer someone who said the thing that you're organizing is exclusive?
That's a great question. You know, like I said, it's been tough to get women to come out to things. And the only way that I've seen organizations get women out are specifically focusing on women.
Are there things being built by gay women that we just don't see?
It's really interesting because I see this connection between being gay and having an innovative mind early on, because most people have to come out not only once, but over and over again. And I think that difference early on, especially for people who came out early in their life, they think outside the box. It's interesting sort of from an innovation perspective.
Other than doing what you're doing, what do you think really needs to be done here for women in the tech industry?
I think women need to take more risks on women, more risks on people of color.
Mm.
A lot of companies that have women founders, when they get to the growth stage of their company, they end up hiring a man. And that's partly because there's just so many more men that have taken companies public. There's never going to be an equal number of women in the pool until there is. And that takes a lot of risk taking.
Leanne Pitsford is the CEO of the digital agency Start Somewhere. She's also the founder of Lesbians Who Tech. Leanne, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've been talking this week about an update that Apple made to its mobile and PC operating systems. Updates are normal, but this one patched a security hole that many are saying is a much bigger deal than first reported. It has to do with devices and computers using Apple's Safari web browser and the potential for hackers to exploit it. Count our friend and New York Times columnist Molly Wood among the concerned.
What happened was that they discovered a flaw that could allow a malicious hacker to jump in between what you thought was a secure website, right? It says HTTPS.
Bankofamerica.com or some such.
Exactly. Even Twitter has it.
So this is a big deal.
It mainly affects people who are on public Wi-Fi hotspots. You know, if you use your laptop to do your banking at Starbucks, then it's a concern. And that obviously makes it a big concern for mobile devices where people are often logging onto public Wi-Fi hotspots.
How does this play out over, I don't know, the next few days?
There's some speculation that this flaw could have existed since September of 2012. So I think there's probably going to be a lot of hand-wringing inside Apple and a lot of question asking about how this might have been avoided.
Our friend and New York Times columnist, Molly Wood. Molly, thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.